Kenya on Monday holds its first presidential vote since the 2007 election, which descended into tribal violence that killed more than 1,000 people. The country's new Inspector General of Police says his force is ready to tackle election security challenges, including tribal violence, attacks by Somali militants, and voter intimidation. With the election date looming, Lydia O'Kane spoke to Joseph Kabiru, the media officer for the Eastern Horn of Africa with the UK-based Catholic aid agency, CAFOD. He says the church has been using its voice to promote free and fair elections.
It's true, there has been a lot of apprehension relating to a recurrence of violence given the events of 2007-2008. And it's true, in the last 1 year, since the beginning of 2012, we've had sporadic incidents of violence in various parts of the country, particularly in the northern areas of the country, the semi-arid and arid regions, and the coastal region. And nearly 480 people have been killed in those skirmishes, and more than 100,000 have been displaced from their homes. And so there has been a lot of concern that that kind of violence might recur after next week's general elections. But I must say there has been a lot of efforts and campaigns for a peaceful election this time round by various groups around the country. Religious groups have been campaigning for a peaceful country. The Catholic Church is actually dedicating its Lenten campaign, 5 weeks of Lent, to a peaceful and united Kenya. And we've seen even the presidential candidates, and there are eight of them, they've also taken a commitment at a public rally a week ago where they vowed that they are going to conduct their campaigns in a peaceful manner, and they've promised that they are going to accept the results of the elections. And if they contest, then they are going to use the judiciary to sort of contest those polls. So I must say there has been a lot of campaigns for a peaceful election. And apart from some incidents of violence during the party nominations a month ago, the official campaign period has generally been peaceful. And we anticipate this will carry on in the next 3 or 4 days. The official campaigns end on Saturday, so in 2 days' time. And, you know, that is our hope that this time round we are not going to a situation where the country degenerates into violent incidents.
For our listeners who are not familiar with the situation in Kenya, where is this violence stemming from?
The violence that we've witnessed in the past year has been happening in the northern regions of the country and the coastal region. And the northern region, this has been violence. These are areas that have in the past witnessed conflict, mainly over resources, because a lot of the groups that live in the semi-arid and arid regions of northern Kenya, they've always competed for scarce resources because it's a dry area. They are pastoralists. And so because we have a new constitution that brings in what we call devolved government, so we have a devolved system of government that will come into place after the March 4 elections. So the minority groups in those regions have had fears that they are going to be dominated by the majority communities. And so this has created tensions and led to conflict. And unfortunately, it led to violence. And in the coastal region, that is the same thing that we saw in the Tana Delta region, where communities that are pastoralist and others that are agriculturalist, they clashed, and a lot of actually the killings occurred in the coastal region, the Tana Delta region. And so it's violence that the police said was linked to elections, and they charged that politicians were taking advantage of those historical differences, the historical conflict between communities in those regions to stir up violence. And so that's why the violence that we've witnessed in the past 1 year has been to areas that have traditionally witnessed violence. Fortunately, in the Rift Valley, which is the area that was worst hit in the 2007 post-election violence, it's been generally peaceful. And this has generally been the result of the coalitions that have been formed by politicians for these coming elections. And communities that have always been in conflict in the Rift Valley, this time round, they are finding themselves on the same side politically in terms of the coalitions that have been formed ahead of the coming elections.
Joseph, I wanted to turn back to the church in Kenya and also CAFOD in Kenya. CAFOD's been working on peace building and reconciliation, and I believe that you're supporting also the Catholic Archdiocese of Mombasa with regard to interreligious forum work. Could you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's true. The Catholic Church in Kenya has been a very powerful voice when it comes to messages of peace. It's been working in various parts of the country, and CAFOD has been supporting the Bishops' Conference on its civic education programs around the country, and particularly in the Archdiocese of Mombasa. We are supporting them in terms of civic education through an interfaith religious group. And we are also supporting them in terms of their engagement with youth groups, instilling in them a sense of ownership of the peace messages. CAFOD has invested quite some resources, with partners, the Catholic Church, the dioceses in the northern parts of the country, where we've engaged in peaceful messages, supporting their justice and peace commission in those regions. And we must say this is work that has borne fruit because since our engagement, and particularly during the campaign period with our partners in the northern, northeastern regions, working with young people on responsible citizenship and encouraging them to take part in the electoral process, this has borne fruit. And this is work that we've also done with the other groups within the urban and peri-urban areas, especially in the capital, Nairobi, where we've worked with groups in the urban, in the slum areas, working with youth groups, instilling with them, again, the same sense of responsible citizenship. And as we head towards the coming elections, we've also supported, we are putting in place a contingency plan to support a humanitarian intervention just in case we have violence and people are displaced. We are gearing ourselves to support the Catholic Church and other partners in the various parts of the country in case we have violence. So we've put in place structures and resources to ensure that we are well prepared and our partners are well prepared to support communities that may find themselves affected by any skirmishes that might arise. We are also funding the Kenya Bishops' Conference in terms of the number of observers who will be sent to different parts of the country to observe the elections. And the Catholic Church is sending more than 200 observers in various parts of the country.
Are there going to be election monitors to make sure that the elections are free and fair?
Yes, we've got a number of international groups, the Carter Foundation, the Commonwealth Group, the African Union. They've all sent the East African Community. They've all sent observer groups, and we've got other independent groups that have also sent their own monitors. So this is an election that the international community has already showed a lot of keen interest. We've had the UN sending its own peace monitors. They've also been engaged with the government and with the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission to send monitors to ensure that the polls are conducted in a free and credible manner. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission has been giving accreditation to a number of observers, both from inside the country and outside the country. And so this is an election that has also had a lot of focus shown to it by the media. A lot of the international media has also descended in Kenya, and that process has been ongoing.
Is there a hope that this election, hopefully that it'll be a peaceful election, will help heal the wounds of the last election?
Yes, that has been the hope. And we've just seen a lot of campaigns for a peaceful general election actually competing with political messages in the mainstream media. We've seen presidential candidates participating in two debates where the calls for peaceful elections has dominated those debates, and the candidates have made a commitment for a peaceful election. We've had one of the largest rallies ever held calling for peace that was held last week. It was organized by religious groups, and it brought Kenyans of all shades and colors and races to the capital. And again, all the presidential candidates participated in that rally, and they took an oath, a public oath, in front of Kenyans, saying they are committed to a peaceful election. And the mood, Jenna, in the country, it's inundated with the messages for peace. Kenyans are basically saying never again. The Catholic Church has had video messages going round. We've had road shows, people calling for a peaceful campaign. Secondary school students, tomorrow, 3,500 of them, they are taking up on a peace caravan around the country. And so generally, we've seen a lot of concerted effort by Kenyans of various groups towards a peaceful campaign. When you look at the newspapers, a lot of the organizations have taken up space, both space in national newspapers, and put in their messages there for a peaceful campaign. And so there is every hope and that the coming elections will be peaceful, because I think this time round, Kenyans have learned the lessons of the post-election violence of 5 years ago.